Yep, there she is. Mel C, Bryan Adams, When You're Gone. Here are classic hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim.
That's a song dedicated to Gavurdus.
When you're gone, yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, God. I hope everybody had a half-decent weekend of it.
It was not like your average, not your run-of-the-mill St. Patrick's Day.
Not your run-of-the-mill St. Patrick's Day. Much better than normal, I thought. You know,
normally people would be kind of, you know, normally you'd expect people now this morning to be, well, actually, to be fair, I suppose there probably are some people who are hanging.
Oh, there is. Oh, there was loads of parties. I was following the...
What's the parties?
Yeah, there was a live Patrick's Day a thing online.
Right.
So a big party, you know, like, so it was basically loads of people isolated from everyone else having parties.
Right, so a virtual party stuff.
Yeah,
like.
Yeah.
Ah, right,
good.
Okay.
It was actually
not
good,
actual house parties, like.
Well, no, yeah, well, there'd be a fella.
Yeah, one guy in his
own. You know what I mean? And like 27 of us looking at him.
Yeah.
You know, that type of thing.
Oh my God, that's weird. That's like the weirdest type of dogging that was ever done.
I know, yeah, yeah. Paddy's Day dogging. But it was good. It was good. It was a good thing to do and all of that stuff.
Unbelievable. So you were there watching somebody else. I assume somebody was watching you then in return, were they?
No, I didn't put myself into it.
Oh, yeah, typical, you dirty...
Lurker.
Look at that.
Lurker, yeah.
Look at you. Through the window, all right.
Look at this.
Without anybody looking at you.
You find a way to enjoy yourself and Jim McCain calls you a dirty old lurker. Shocking.
Can you see that? Oh, you're a taker than you wouldn't give.
Yes, it says your man wearing the rubber gloves.
Absolutely. I'm not running any risks over there, I can tell you. Anyway, listen, morning to you folks. Welcome along. Those of you that are up and about this morning, obviously it's a vastly different Wednesday morning than normal in terms of who might be out there. I haven't got the old WhatsApp machine up and running yet. I still have to put a coin in the meter, get the old WhatsApp machine up and going. And then we'll see who's out there and who's doing what and who's, you know, whatever's going on and who's listening from their house and their...
Yeah. Whatever. It's not happening, is it, WhatsApp? No, it's not.
It's just at the moment, it's farted itself again. Somebody, I just need to put another old tenpence in the meter.
Let me try this. Hello! WhatsApp!
Yeah, that'll work.
Oh,
that'll work. Anyway, listen, welcome along. Good to have you. Waking up happy, or as happy as you get, with PJ and Jim this morning, almost 6:10. Of course, once we get the old WhatsApp up and running, 087-188-0008, if you do want to give us a shout at any stage. Birthdays this morning are... unusual gathering,
that's
you might
look.
Say.
What, is there any such thing as normal anymore?
Actually, our birthdays look like people that should maintain social distancing. Paul Young, Love of the Common People, here are classic hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Wednesday, 18th of March, 13 minutes past 6 o'clock. Good to have you with us, folks. Thanks for hanging out. Magic Mike's on the case with the old WhatsApp machine. It'll be up and running now very shortly indeed. We'll give you a couple of shout-outs. 087-188-0008. In the meantime, though, of course, we'll have a go at the birthdays. As I said, these are people... Actually, in the case of this first guy, there's probably a few people would maintain a bit of social distancing from him. He got himself into a spot of bother.
Oh, yeah?
In the past, yes. Ex-football manager Ron Atkinson.
Oh, yeah, we did as
he
well.
He got himself into a spot of bother.
With the old racism is
That's
what he got
it,
in trouble,
yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And in fairness to him, he went off then and made a whole documentary about his journey to, like him learning what an idiot he was, in fairness to him.
Yeah.
You know,
and it was one of those, you know, microphone left open things that caught him out.
What was he called? He said
it was, Desai he was talking
was,
about.
Desai, I think it was. And he said lazy the French he was the stupidest thing ever to do.
Yeah. And then when he was trying to defend himself, going on about all the black players he'd worked with in his career and all that.
But yeah.
He'd worked with them at a time when, I mean, literally he'd worked with them at the worst possible time.
They
were getting abuse from their own teammates.
And all. And then, of course, there was one particular ex-Liverpool legend came out, a black player.
Yeah, yeah.
It was John Barnes. And he came out and he tried. And
you narrowed it down there fairly well anyway.
Yeah, yeah. In fairness, he tried to do the thing where he said, look, Ron is...
Yeah, I've worked
he's
with
all
Ron.
Right.
Yeah.
He's made a mistake, Lima. Because I've worked with Ron. He was always like that. He used to, like, even in training, he'd say, all right, blackies against whiteies. And you were like, oh, you've made it so much worse.
You're not helping him.
You haven't helped him at all. And then that was a week, was like, in training, he used to separate people by race and all.
Yeah, yeah.
And
it was
such a stupid thing Ron Atkinson did. So, like, he was not... When someone does that, there's no real helping him.
No.
But John Barnes, like, if he wanted to help him, shouldn't have said a word. But there you go. What are you going to do? Ron Atkinson, he's not a young man anymore.
No, not anymore.
I'm going to say
And he was the ultimate football manager looking dude, wasn't he?
Oh, he was.
It was like
the last gold sovereign rings. Yeah, the old flat cap brigade. One of them. I'll take his point. He's like 84 now.
81.
Oh, okay.
81. Right. What about, and it's a, as I say, it's kind of an unusual gathering. Irene Cara. What about that?
Flashdance. Oh, jeepers. I wouldn't have known.
And Fame.
And she is El Flashy Pants herself.
Well, she was, I think she was the original actress in the Fame movie, wasn't she?
Oh, Flashdance or Fame?
Fame, I thought.
Oh, sorry, I beg your pardon. I was thinking of Flashy Pants.
Well, yeah, maybe.
Irene Cara.
That's a good question. I don't know now. I know she sang Flashdance, What a Feeling.
Oh, yeah, no, that's...
Or maybe she didn't appear in the movies at all. Maybe she only sang the songs.
Jeepers, this is... Can we go back to doing racism? Racism was easier than this.
Will we leave Irene Cara?
I will have a stab at it. 63.
Not bad, 61.
Oh, okay.
61, right, okay.
It's not often you can go from racism to something more difficult to deal with on the radio.
Yeah, yeah. All right, what about Queen Latifah?
Oh, Queen Latifah, yeah. She's kind of...
Rapper, singer,
and
actress.
Soul sister. She's a bit of a soul singer as well, isn't she?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, she.
Well,
yeah,
that's probably because... Oh, no, that wasn't her, actually. And she... Because I was going to say that was because of that line she had in Moulin Rouge, but she wasn't actually in Moulin Rouge.
Oh, my God.
I was thinking of Missy Elliott.
Look, everybody, it's been a rough few days for the country. There's no reason to say it's any different from us.
We've been isolated for days, for God's sake. Only trying to get the brain working again.
And wasn't Queen Latifah quite recently accused of racism herself?
What?
Yeah, because she made one of these, you know, look what you did years ago things.
Yeah.
So she did this movie with Steve Martin, and I can't remember the name of it.
Right.
And it's the two of them playing up all the racial stereotypes for laughs, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that came out as like, can you believe what they used to get up to in the 90s? You know, it was one of them.
But people didn't get it.
So again, where was John Burns now? That's what I'd say. Where are you now, John Burns? When we need you. Right, Queen Latifah.
She's done a good job on kind of, you know, moving into the old acting. She's quite a good actress.
Quite a good actress, yeah. Yeah. I don't want to nail myself to that until I hear what John Barnes has to say. I've got to say she's like 53.
Actually, I could have given you a hint on that one. It was a significant birthday. So she's 50.
Oh, okay.
She's 50. Right now, what about this? Danny Murphy.
Who? Eddie Murphy's brother?
No.
Is it? No.
Danny Murphy, the footballer.
Oh.
He used to play for Liverpool and Fulham.
The 90s.
Eddie Murphy's brother. Why would you jump to that? Eddie Murphy's brother. Like, he's the only Murphy in the world. Danny Murphy. He must be Eddie's brother, isn't he?
Yeah, but isn't there a famous Eddie Murphy brother?
Is there?
Yeah, and he all tells all the stories of Rick James.
Who played for Fulham.
Well, I don't know about that.
Oh, wow. I didn't see it going there.
Yeah, but let's be honest. You're disappointed. Brother, right?
I am disappointed. That would be amazing.
Danny Murphy, he's probably around the same age as myself.
Yeah.
I'll take 45.
43.
Oh, okay.
Not bad. Right, what about F.W. de Klerk? I told you it was an unusual bunch.
De Klerk, the ex-Prime Minister of South Africa.
Ex-President, yeah. Ex-President of South Africa.
Jeepers.
Nobel Prize winner.
I will say, for the third time this morning, let's do racism. I've seen this, we keep falling into it. We may as well run with the team.
You know, in fairness to this guy, he's apparently credited with engineering the end of apartheid. So,
yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? He got the Nobel Peace Prize and all that.
With his hand rammed up the back of his back. By public opinion, I think, to be fair to say.
Yeah.
God, this is... What a mad show
of birthdays. I did say it was... There was like, you know... There's one more to come as well.
Ring John Barnes and ask him what he thinks his birthday is.
Well, John Barnes could have a part to play in both of the last birthdays.
Oh, this is amazing. The clerk he's getting on. 84.
Yes!
Yay! I'm all the ones to get.
You know your South African presidents.
Yeah.
Yes, 84. And then the last one is Charlie Pride.
Is that Charlie... Eddie Murphy's brother?
No. But Charlie Pride... Ironically, is one of the few black performers to have succeeded well in the early days of country music, which would have been a predominantly white environment.
Oh, my God! What sort
I tell you.
Of run of it?
I know, that's... Look,
this is hilarious.
I did say it was one of those kind of, you know, group of birthdays there that, you know, where a bit of social distancing might have been a good thing.
I went to my show got chased out the door. That crazy redneck racist.
I think Charlie
they
Pride.
They didn't want no more.
Did he sing that, hey, did you happen to see the most
people?
I'm not sure. I think it might be.
And if you see her, tell John Burns to call her.
I don't know when John Barnes' birthday is, but I mean, he's made an appearance at everybody else's birthday.
I know,
He's like the ultimate gatecrasher. Birthday gatecrasher.
I have to Google his birthday after this. I gotta say, Charlie Pride is not a young man either.
Not at all.
He's 81.
86.
Ah, go on, Charlie. Have a great birthday. I hope it's just him and John Barnes sitting around the cake.
Singing.
It's social isolation. Yeah, that's the well done, everybody. What? There you go. Who knew that the day after Paddy's Day was a huge celebration of racism around the world?
And now you're up to date on the home of PJ and Jim waking up happy weekdays from 6 a.m. This is Classic Hits.
Thank you, Tara.
Hey!
6:33. This is very bizarre. Can you... I want you to listen to this voice and see do you recognise it, Tara.
Go for it.
Hello, Tara. I am the ghost of coronavirus past.
It's from my dim and distant past. It bears some memory to me, all right.
Well, he's here tonight. No, this is really weird because literally in the last few minutes, obviously necessary measures have to be taken.
Yeah,
and so
unfortunately,
we've banished PJ to a different studio.
I'm on my own in a little box. Unfortunately, this place we work in actually really does care about, keeping us healthy, which means I can't sit in the same room with him.
PJ is talking to Tara at the moment. They can't see each other.
No.
So I'm like,
Peach.
I feel like I'm on a
Tara.
I'm on a conference call. It's amazing. Yeah. And Magic Mike is the other side of me here. It's on the other side. We're separated by
well,
I mean,
glass.
How thick is that glass? I mean, there must be 2 feet between those panes of glass.
And to be honest, having seen you wearing rubber gloves this morning, I'm quite happy to be on the other side of the glass.
I think I look quite surgical.
You do.
I think I look quite surgical
in
here.
In a menacing type of way.
What do you mean?
In a mad scientist who just built a monster type of a way, yeah.
Yes.
That's right. So how are you feeling about this now, Tara? Listen, if you have anything to say to my friend PJ, you may say it through me.
I'll have to. Oh, look, listen, it's unprecedented times, lads, isn't it?
It sure is.
I mean, there is a rumour going around. I want to quash it straight away. There is a rumour doing the rounds that PJ's isolation has nothing to do with coronavirus and is more to do with a whole, its whole food thing has finally gone over the edge.
Finally, the HR department listened to our litany of complaints and put him in his little room by himself.
Oh,
yes.
I'll be microwaving fish like there's no tomorrow now, lads.
Yeah, John Parr, St. Elmo's Fire, Sweet Dreams from the Eurythmics ahead of that. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim here at Classic Hits. Happy hump day to you. Wednesday, 18th of March, 17 minutes away from 7 o'clock this morning. 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. PJ has a whole new lease of life. Look, he's playing with buttons in there in his own little room now.
I am, yeah.
Look at you.
Oh, sorry, the chair fell over. I didn't know that that was where that was. Sorry, now I'm back.
In the interests of safety, okay, and following proper guidelines, we're obviously operating social distancing.
It says
and trying to keep everybody safe. And so, a bit of a rearrange. So Mike is now on my right, where he used to be on my left. Say hello, Michael.
Good morning.
So Michael is there. He's safe and sound out there. He's behind glass.
He's behind glass over there, yeah.
I'm actually starting to feel a little bit like, that I'm the one that's being quarantined here.
Well,
like everybody else moved out of my room.
I'll go back to the silverback analogy. Do you ever go to the zoo and the gorilla's in the big enclosure and then all around them and through the glass is all the kids?
Yeah. I'm just starting to realise that. It's like all of you people went to the other... It's like, John, it's like when somebody's giving you an X-ray and they go, you'll be grand. And then they go and stand the other side
and
of lead glass or whatever. Glass, well, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, they give you the belt with the lead in it and everything. You know that way? Would you cover your willy? Boy, totally safe, totally safe. We're just going to radioactivate you now.
So you've got your own studio now with your own buttons and everything.
I know, it says a lot, doesn't it? That after, this is my sixth year here and Mike is out there getting used to his new buttons out there. Yeah. And you're, things are as normal to you. You know how all those buttons work. And I'm in here and I just fell over because I didn't know how to use the chair. So it says a lot about where we've come as a team, boys.
Yeah, it does. And Tara's in her, will be in her little news booth. So we're literally in different rooms.
Yeah.
For the duration of the show and shows going forward. But it's good that we're on.
At least we can see you.
Exactly.
Know what I mean?
Yeah.
Can you see me, PJ?
I can, yeah, I can see you.
I love how PJ has spent years trying to social distance and finally, it has actually become a law.
The world has turned to his need.
I gotta say, lads, the social distancing thing, I'm not struggling with that at all.
No.
It's the lack of things to look at or, participate in, grand. Yeah. But the whole sitting at home.
Is there anything in there that PJ could potentially break or anything?
No, I've child-proofed everything.
Well, we'll see about that.
Oh, I'm kind of used to it at home, you know. I've some locks on the cupboard and everything.
I'm going to lick your bottle of hand sanitizer now because of that.
Are the pictures on your computer screen, are they moving? Or has Mike done one of those things where he's just put up a picture of the logo?
Well, I have to be honest with you. I'm not really getting anywhere with the computer now at the minute. I may need a hand. Do I have to leave now to get a hand?
Anyway, listen, there's loads of people to just say a quick shout out to. The Lily White has been on. He wanted to say welcome back. Also give a shout out to all the truckers out there because he said deliveries are running smooth this morning again, which is good to hear.
Fair play to those drivers, by the way.
Absolutely.
How brilliant today. They are a frontline service, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you 100%. English Ian has been on. Paddy Casey's been on. Who's this? Daryl and all the gang in Dublin 2 has been on. Who's this? This is Mark the Dub, who is now living in Cork, was on to say hi. Aaron is on. There's Pat the Van Man, sending some positive vibes this morning. Navin Man's been on. There's Bo's Richie, I suspect.
Bo's Richie.
Dan 2.0 and Mrs. 2.0 is off work, apparently.
Oh, there you go.
So Dan 2.0 is...
Long day for Mrs. 2.0, so...
Absolutely.
Keep your mouth shut when you go home.
Larbar checking in. Nipper checking in. John Heavey checking in as well. There's loads of people. So if you had any suspicions, any worries that, people weren't out there, PJ, they're out there.
Well, we're doing our best to lift the mood here in Classic Hits. No matter what happens, we're here for you every day to try and put a smile on your face.
Come here,
are we
a frontline service?
I don't know. You'd call me a frontline hindrance, but I'm going to do what I can.
Because to be fair to Leo last night, he was acknowledging all of the truck drivers and all that, as well as all of the, and all the delivery people and all the staff in shops who are serving people. And quite right, too. He was acknowledging all of them. And he did mention broadcasters.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, I don't think that's a huge... Well, yeah, okay, grand.
Now, he probably meant proper broadcasters.
Hey,
what
do you mean?
He probably didn't mean the likes of you and I. I'm taking it.
You just listen, Jim. I have not spent the last half an hour trying to figure out how to use this chair so I can be undermined by you.
You're right. In fairness. Yeah. I'd have loved that, if Leo had have included that in the speech. You know, it's great to see... PJ now is finally getting to use buttons.
Thank you, Leo. I think you've handled the situation very well with that comment.
Absolutely. Anyway, listen, thanks so much. We'll get through as many more of the WhatsApps as we can. And if you feel like just staying in touch or whatever, if the old social isolation is getting to you and you just want somebody to say hello to you, that's allowed as well. 087-188-0008. What have we got going on today? I assume we're getting back to normal with things like the hit bits.
Yeah, I'm still,
that sort of stuff.
Yeah, I think if it was Double Money Monday on... Monday.
Hang on a second. Will I just ask Michael, will I?
Okay. If you want to do it the right way.
Don't be so sure you're going to get a good answer from me.
Right.
So it's Double Money Monday, yeah?
Yeah.
Right.
So what I did was I just rounded it up so there'd be no confusion.
Yeah, good idea.
So technically 5.20.
So it's 5 grand today.
What?
Get out of it.
Right, there's 5, so it's 5.20.
Yeah, €520 today then, yeah.
Right, okay.
That's what I would have said.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Right, so 5.20 on Double Money Monday. Also on the... where are we at it's not Double Money Monday, it's a Bloomin' Wednesday. What am I talking about
Monday for? Why it's 5.20 now.
Right, so it's 5.20 on the hit bit, sorry. And where are we at with the breakfast table quiz? Did that get played?
It did, yeah. So there were Lionel Richie tickets to give away on Monday, and I'm awaiting today's prize.
Right.
Yeah.
Further news.
We're living in unprecedented times.
Yeah, we sure are.
Further news as we get it.
So but we do have a great competition for Peter Mark, I should say that.
Oh, right, okay.
Vouchers and everything, yeah.
Brilliant. Okay. Right. Good stuff. So look at, there's plenty to look forward to, plenty on the old agenda, plenty on the breakfast menu. And as always, if you want to get in touch, 087-188-0008. And, you know, we'll pass on all of your messages of goodwill in relation to PJ and how he gets on with his chair, his new chair. Because it's a struggle at the moment, isn't it, buddy? I mean, these are unprecedented times. As
I
Mike
can
said.
Now confirm that the chair has been sorted out.
Excellent.
So there you go.
Progress.
Now, what's next?
Yeah, Phil Collins, Phil Bailey, Easy Lover here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. It's 7:10. Morning to you folks. Welcome along if you're just joining us. Different sort of Wednesday morning, of course, for everybody. Different for my good friend PJ Gallagher.
Very different.
Got his own little studio this morning. He's literally in a different room to me.
Yeah, it seems the powers that be here really do take our health and safety seriously. Which is unfortunate because I love annoying Jim face to face. But now I gotta go.
Now
I've been separated.
Now he's kind of like, now he can do things to the side of him. He's in my peripheral vision now, you see, so he can be doing sort of things that he shouldn't be doing off to the side.
I know, but the worst part is you can ignore me now. Sure, I was giving you the fingers and all through the window.
I really don't know what you're talking about there.
He's turning his head. This is outrageous.
Because Mike is on my other side. You know what I mean? So I have to turn occasionally to talk to Michael and put my back to you, PJ.
There's no need for that. We can both see the size of your big head, the side of it. There's no need for that.
Anyway, listen, very quickly, look, check this out. Hi, PJ and Jim. Any chance of a big hello from you to my wife, Adele, and myself, Sean, who are holed up, wait for it, in a hotel in Kota Kinabalu.
Kota Kinabalu?
Yeah, in Borneo.
Good Lord.
Which is in lockdown.
Wow.
Listening to you. Help brighten their stay here, hoping to get out of here soon. Love the show.
Well, I hope you get out of there soon too. Thanks for choosing us as well when you're over there. Like we keep saying, we're doing everything we can to lift the mood of the nation while we're in
Borneo, Mike, in Borneo.
Yeah, unreal. Where's Borneo? I don't know, you know.
It's in Malaysia. I was there, lads.
Oh, where?
Yeah. I was in that place he's talking about.
In Kota Kinabalu.
I think the Kinabalu, if it's the Kinabalukan River. Yeah, same place. In Borneo.
Did you just make up a load of things?
You can go see the orangutans and all in the wild.
Oh, yeah.
Don't start them off talking
Jim
about...
Jim knows them well.
I knew he was going there.
It's where we brought Jim in from.
Yeah. His old cousin Clive from years ago lives there.
Say hello to my family. You'll find them in a... And also, look, somebody's having a birthday today. Guys, it's my birthday today. I'm 39. Any chance of Eye of the Tiger from Roe? We'll see what we can do about that. And somebody else, believe it or not, invited us to their 40th. Just said, when all this is over, will you come to my 40th?
Yes.
Sean, the answer to that is yes, apparently.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we've agreed.
We can look forward to it.
Now, listen, yesterday, of course, St. Patrick's Day. The most different St. Patrick's Day you could possibly...
Unreal.
Possibly even begin to imagine, right?
Wasn't it mad?
And you, Mr. Patriotic, you know, I was going to call you all sorts of names there that would have gotten you into trouble. But anyway, you know, how did you celebrate it at all in any way?
I did, yeah. I got up early, 9:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
I put the dogs in green jumpers. Wendy has a green jumper with a big shamrock on the back. And the three of us headed out to Bull Island and we had a St. Paddy's Day Pupperoonie parade.
You did your own version of a parade?
The three of us did. Now then the two of them jumped into this lake and they ruined the jumpers. But that's all right. That's all right. We still got as much as we could out of the day. Yeah, so we had to just stay away from everybody and mind their own business and all.
Yeah.
But you know something? The weather wasn't so bad. We came home, we all had a meal together.
Yeah.
The conversation was the way I like it. Verging on non-existent.
You were doing all the talking, they were doing all the listening.
Exactly.
That's the way you prefer to be.
So I have to say, as Patrick's Days go, it's probably the worst one we've ever had. But it wasn't the worst day ever. Yeah, it was all right. It was all right.
Because online, of course, naturally, there was all of the sort of, you know, people doing their little internal house parades.
Yeah.
With kids' toys and all that sort of stuff. I'd say you did that, Mike, did you? Did you have a little internal parade with the kids' toys?
I'd love to say I did. But I didn't know. No, we had a good day. We went out for a walk, tried to fly a kite, all those sorts of things.
Right.
Keep the spirits up and all. But yeah, it was good, yeah.
Yeah, happy days. Happy days. Because to be honest with you, it's only like, you know, there's a few benefits, right? I know these are difficult times, but there's a few benefits.
Oh, yeah.
That has to be said.
Well,
I slept great.
Did you? Did you?
Over the last few days.
You're not social separating in the house, are you?
No, not yet. No.
Well,
to be honest with you, Yvonne spends so much time kind of working that, to be honest with you, it's kind of like, you know, I don't have to worry too much about that. But no, it's, I just, honestly, for some reason, I slept fantastic over those few days we were off.
suddenly you love a bit of a disaster, don't you? You're a big old fecker, you. Yeah, you look.
That's not it.
I'm just saying.
You know what I mean? There was a certain calm, weirdly. I didn't go near any shops or anything or any of that madness.
But look, it's like Christmas. What we're stuck in now is a very, 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 very long Christmas. That's what it is. The weird time. We don't know what shops are open.
The middle bit, like.
Yeah, it's that week, isn't it? We don't know what shops are open. We're all slowly going broke. It's a weird time. And we're doing the best we can to survive it till it starts again.
You sell it so well.
You
must be like, come on. I mean, if I enjoyed that bit of calm over the last few days, you must have been absolutely. I mean, this is literally, if it wasn't for the fact of there being an actual, genuine, you know, national and global crisis, you would say that the world has literally turned to your perfection.
Well, I would say when the crisis is over, when the emergency is over, let's learn our lessons.
And stay away from each other.
We're living in a better, safer world because of it. Let's keep that up. Let's never, ever hang out together again and the world will be a better place. Just waving at people. How are you? I'm all right.
Great.
Keep walking.
Stay on your own side of the road.
You stay there and I'll stay here. And if you need anything, throw a brick through the window.
Please refrain. Do not throw bricks through anybody's windows.
Yeah, sorry.
Ever.
Use the doorbell.
Yeah.
But that's it. But I have to say, there is its best. And look, you know what I mean? We may even, I was going to say the good news is a lot of marriages are going to break up according to Tara's thing. That's not good news. Sleep in separate beds. Protect your marriage.
Yeah.
Sleep in separate beds.
Social distancing. Listen, by the way, just let us know. 087-188-0008, by the way, whatever way you did manage to kind of like spend your St. Patrick's Day, if you found a novel way, an interesting way of kind of compensating for the fact that there was no parades and that sort of shenanigans going on, let us know. Give us a shout. Yeah,
if you were one of the people maybe that put your pictures on the online parade yesterday from your house, let us see them. Let's just try and share them with people as well, because some of them are deadly crack.
Glowworm, Carry Me Home here at Classic Hits. 20 past 7, waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Wednesday, 18th of March. 087-188-0008. Thank you so much for all of the WhatsApps. They're flying in about, well, just everything and anything. Margaret was baking like a mad thing yesterday,
like
and then eating like a mad thing afterwards.
We all do that.
It's the eating thing. Have you gone mad on the eating thing?
No, I've actually gone the other way.
Yeah, I've been okay on it. I'm surprised myself, because I would have thought now I'd be a prime candidate just to sit there and graze all the way through. I've been okay.
Yeah, I'm actually disappointed in myself and how good I've been. I've been home cooking every day and all of that sort of stuff. Yeah. I thought I was going to go flahoolock completely on the food, and it didn't happen. I've been well behaved.
No, Yvonne was cooking up a storm, all right. You know, practical things, proper dinners and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But I wasn't doing the whole mad kind of like gorge on biscuits and chocolates and stuff, which I would have expected.
I will now eventually, because I'm already sick of this. I keep going, who made this? And it's me, like. You know, and it's the same still. You know, I have like four dishes and I eat them a lot. So the binge is coming, you know.
Sooner or later,
there's going to be Jaffa cakes coming out of my ears soon enough.
So it's the calm before a very different type of storm for you.
I would say so, yeah.
By the way, Julie from Rings End has been on just to let Mike and myself know that there are booster seats available with straps. If you continue to struggle with the chair in there.
It's all right. You know what I keep doing? What? There's a lever by my heel, right? And if I turn and I don't move my foot properly, my heel hits the lever.
And you fall
and
over.
And this happens. Look. So this, and then I just sink like that. So I fall down.
We'll have to get that on We'll have to get that on the old video.
Yeah.
But Julie, thank you. Appreciate that. We'll do our best to keep him safe and sound.
I have it figured out now. No worries. Don't you worry. I know that you have a lot to worry about in the country. Me falling off a chair being one of the high things, but it's all right.
Obviously. Somebody wants us to say hi to Claire in West Cork. Going mad, apparently, with all of this social distancing crack at the moment. God, there's somebody the opposite. Imagine that. Somebody who actually likes other people, PJ.
I know.
It's extraordinary, that, isn't it?
But they're the people you need to be careful of, Jim. They're the ones we need to be careful of.
They're the ones you need to distance from.
They'll be the ones to be sneaking out and all, up to no good, wanting to shake hands and everything.
Oh, man. Anyway, listen, somebody else, hang a second. Big shout out to all the dental workers. Nolene, who is a dental nurse, wants to say hi to all of them.
How's it going, everybody? Is the dentals still open?
The dentals. Well, to be honest with you, I had a dentist appointment for last week that was cancelled.
Yeah.
And there's been no kind of callback since, so I assume a lot of them aren't.
That's because you bit them the last time, isn't it?
No. No. Anyway, listen, 0871 880 0008. There's a few bits and pieces going on for you. We've got the hit bit on the way in about a half an hour. Also, we've a great prize with Peter Mark. You can't forget about Mother's Day. I know all of this madness is happening, but Mother's Day is coming up, and Peter Mark have given us a great prize for the mammies. Who a lot of people are going to kind of miss the mammies, you know? Like, my own mum now is obviously, she's in the care home because she suffers from dementia.
Yeah.
And we got the call yesterday that the visiting is now over, like, we can't visit anymore.
Can't visit, yeah, yeah.
Which is a nightmare, so I'm going to miss me mammy now for...
That's sad, yeah,
you know,
I know.
For God knows how long.
And my old man now, she's absolutely, she's raging, she can't meet the grandkids. By God, she's got, like, she's not a bit happy about that at all.
No, a lot of people in that boat, all right. So look, Mammy's Day is on the way, and we've a prize with Peter Mark. We'll tell you more about it. That's on the way after as well. Yeah, Mike and the Mechanics over my shoulder here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thanks for hanging out with us, folks. Thanks for being here. 0871 880 0008 if you want to give us a shout on this Wednesday. We got Hitbit on the way very shortly for you, €520. 0871 880 0008 again if you want to play. Magic Mike is standing by just for those coming in. He'll select a couple of people to have a go. Somebody wants us to give a shout out to all the hardworking staff in Nace General Hospital. I think that's Tammy has sent that one in. Also, there was somebody, I think it was Julie, who was on earlier on, who's heading to Beaumont as well today, Beaumont Hospital. All of the hospital crowds.
Oh, fair play. Deserve absolute heroes now.
Huge credit for that. And also, just a quick couple of happy birthdays very quickly. Can you wish my grandniece, Anya McCoy, a happy 9th birthday for today? Also, happy 18th birthday for my nephew, Liam Timmons. That was for yesterday. Gwen, Jack, and Rhiann, I think it is. Wanted to say hi on that one. Right, now we were talking earlier on about behaving ourselves with the food.
You were asking me if I'd behave myself.
And I'm kind of, I'm not surprised you did. You're kind of disciplined.
I'm not so bad when it comes to the food, but I am very surprised they didn't go completely and utterly flehoolock on the food over the last 4 days when we were off. You know what I mean? With the old boredom kicking in and everything. But I'd say now that apparently... we need to watch ourselves because already people are eating meals that are 3 times bigger than they're supposed to be. This comes as an awful shock to a fella who never feels like he's fed enough. Do you know what I mean?
But yeah, you see, right, okay, 3 times. You see, your version of 3 times bigger would probably feed a small family for a number of weeks.
Well, I would certainly hope so. They say
you take in a phenomenal amount of food. I don't know how you're the size you are.
Because, you know what I mean? I don't know.
Have you got a worm?
I was just about to say, I probably have a bad dose of the worms for the last 6 years and I didn't know anything about it. But I suppose the exercise and all
to be fair.
I don't know. And also, I try not to eat...
The wrong stuff.
Yeah. This is why I have a problem with this. Like, surely if you're eating 3 times as
much
McDonald's
broccoli.
As you're supposed to. I'm eating 3 times as much salad as I'm supposed to. Well then, you know, surely Mr. Salad Man is going to come out the winner in this case.
Yeah.
Can you eat too much salad? Like, is that actually a thing?
I wouldn't say you'd be able to get enough of it into you.
You wouldn't, no. It'd be like eating old straw after a while, wouldn't it? You know when you buy a salad and you say, is it big enough? And they come back with this bowl and it's like they've put 27 different vegetables into it and you're like, I am never going to get through that.
Yeah, but better to get that than, you know, those people who go, it says in the menu, you know, your option is to have it with a side salad. All right, I'll have it with a side salad. And it looks like somebody just swept up the back garden and put one tomato on the top of like... old leaves and a twig.
Or if you're in certain old country pubs now, do you want a side salad? Yeah, and it's just a massive dollop
of coleslaw.
Coleslaw. and a couple of slices of carrot. You're going, that? Excuse me, but my hipster credentials say that is not a salad, sir. Not at all.
What is it? We're eating too big. Our dinners are too big in general.
Yeah, in general. So 50% of people asked in this survey today said their meals were treble the size they should be. And these researchers found that only 10% eat a serving size recommended as the health and safety authorities say it should be and all that.
Yeah, yeah.
That can't be right. We're not all that fat.
No, but that's because, right, it's like, you know when you find out, you say whatever amount of potato you put in your plate when you're having dinner, right?
Yeah.
I guarantee you it's way more than what they say a serving should be. Because you find out what a serving is and you go... You mean as in, like, one mouthful?
I know. When you see a serving of chocolate, it's like a square of chocolate.
Yeah, yeah,
or, you know, a handful of nuts, as long as the hand was the hand of a tiny monkey. You know, these
exactly.
type of things, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. That, that's the thing.
As long as it's the hand of a 2-year-old.
Portion like size, we probably have it all wrong.
Oh, God.
Especially on stuff like potatoes and meat.
Oh, and meat.
Meat.
Yeah, so what do you suppose, the normal portion is what, a chicken's head?
I took the horns off it, didn't I?
Yeah, yeah, well, that's... I know what you mean. You know, there is lads out there and that's it. That's as simple as that. Like, if they're not... No lads who, they feel like they're...
Well, when you cook your dinner, which, to be fair to you, you do cook your dinner.
I do.
Normally you do it in here. But when you cook your dinner, what would you say is an average, you know, most potatoes would you have on your plate?
I don't know. I buy one of the... It depends. A bag, I suppose.
A bag?
Well, I don't, I don't really know. I suppose I'd put 4, maybe.
4 big large ones?
Ah, no, 4, like, I don't know. You're making this very difficult. I'd have maybe 5 or 6 little fellas. You know them little ones?
Babies?
Yeah, babies, yeah.
Right.
And maybe 2, if it was the big yolks. But some of them are the size of you, man. Some of those potatoes, like, they're bigger than cattle. You know them ones. If I had one of them, sure, that's a whole dinner. I wouldn't know what to do with that.
Yeah, that's okay. I mean, I don't know what the norm is, but I know that it's probably way less than what the thing you should have, but it's probably way less than what we do have.
But see, this is the problem, isn't it? It's like somebody says, I had 2 potatoes, and that's like 2 small potatoes in your hand.
Right.
But then there's the big mad heads around the country, and they say, 2 potatoes? How do you 2 potatoes? Because they have to carry both of them under
their
arms.
Fork?
Yeah, they have to carry them under their arms because they're so big. It's like 2 old suitcases.
Yeah. The worst thing is when you've dished up a dinner or whatever. You've made the dinner and you've dished it all up or whatever. Meat or whatever. And then you go back to whatever it was wrapped in or the pack or something and it says, serve 6. And you go, oh, right.
Oh, jeepers.
What happened there?
Yeah, serve 6. And you go, really? I'm after eating a whole lot. And to be honest... Gonna need something sweet to wash it down.
Yeah, Lionel Richie dancing on the ceiling here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Don't forget a great prize with Peter Mark from Mammy's Day on the way after 8 o'clock. Speaking of prizes,
Classic Hits.
And now, the Hit Bit with Woodland Motor Company. Finding a quality used car can be a little hit and miss. Finally, find the deal you can rely on. WoodlandMotorCo.ie.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit Bit.
It's like you're in your own recording studio this morning there.
I know, delivering
the Hit Bit
laying
jingle.
Down the tracks is what I'm doing, I tell you. I feel like Paul McCartney over here this morning. So there you go, it is the classic Hit Bit. We have 520 quid to give you this morning if you can tell us what classic Hit Bit is. And it sounds like this. It's the all-new, brand-new classic Hit Bit, and Paddy in Limerick is going to have a go first. How are you, Paddy?
Not too bad, lads, and yourselves?
Yeah, we're fantastic. Now we're separated by a big wall of glass.
Oh, he's way too happy about this, Paddy. I'm not into it.
Literally, I've waited, Paddy, for how many years is it now, PJ?
I think it's not. It's too many is what it is.
Yeah, I've campaigned every day to have PJ segregated.
Unbelievable.
Finally.
I wouldn't be surprised if Jim was the one to start.
So you don't have to look at him.
Oh, well, no, unfortunately, it's clear glass. I do have to actually see him. But
he's looking right at me, Paddy.
Leave it with me, Paddy. Leave it with me.
How are you, Paddy, anyway?
Not too bad, no. Not too bad, thankfully.
Right, grad. Good stuff. What we'd love to do this morning is give you a few quid and cheer you up. So what do you think it is?
I think it's Blake, I Love You by Justin Timberlake.
Okay.
Right, okay. So over to the other side, to the other room.
The other room. This is amazing.
Hello from Studio 3.
Yeah.
lads, I can't stop the feeling that this will be won this week. But it's wrong.
Oh, we're back to the puns.
No, yeah, you see.
I've thrown the Hit Bit wall of doom away, lads. We're back to the puns.
That's it, you see. Every cloud has a bigger cloud behind us.
All right, Paddy, thanks for having a go. Take it easy, man.
Cheers, Paddy. Have a good day, man.
Right, so that's Paddy in Limerick and Damien is waiting in Dublin. How are you, Damien?
How are you doing, lads?
Oh, good, Damo. What's the story with you?
Not too bad, not too bad. Jim, I think we'd better doing the show at home than doing it in the studio.
Don't give him any ideas, Damien.
Do it at home.
Do you reckon? Do you reckon I should?
I think it'd be better.
I should self-isolate, or should I just put PJ in a home?
Put PJ in a home.
Yeah, I think that's probably the way forward.
I think that is actually the best bit.
There you go. Yeah. We've had a solution there, Michael. We've had a solution.
Tell you what, Damien. You won't be winning any money here today, I guess.
Don't mind him, Damien. Take the cash.
Yeah, no.
Hopefully.
Go on, Damien, tell us what it is and we'll try and give you some.
Let's try Madonna, True Blue.
Okay, True Blue, Michael.
Don't cry for me, Damien, when I tell you it's wrong.
Oh, sorry about that, Damien. Anyway, at least I'm free to stay here and annoy the lads for a while.
That's it.
Take care of yourself, Damien.
You too, lads.
Cheers, man. Take care. Bye-bye now. Right, there you go. Paddy and Damien guessing True Blue from Madonna and Like I Love You from Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, so there's two more we know it definitely isn't. They'll be on the list on classichits.ie of the ones we know it's not so far. Better have a look at that myself. I still think nobody's guessed Bon Jovi. And we'll see where we go from there.
He's never going to let that go.
Bon Jovi is wrong.
Well, we won't know until they guess it now, will we?
Michael's just told you it's wrong.
Well, he's a real know-it-all these days, isn't he?
Right.
God, I tell you, you can't even have a guess at the old hit bit in here without someone having a go.
Another chance to guess with Damien Farrelly, 20 to 5 this afternoon. You can play again on the hit bit. Yeah. Good to see the puns are back, though.
Yeah, it is.
Puns are back, lads.
Yeah.
I like it, actually. I like it. We missed your silly jokes.
PJ and Jim in the morning.
Yeah, Culture Club, Big 80s number one, of course, Karma Chameleon here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Wednesday, 18th of March, 8.5 minutes past 8 o'clock. Thanks for hanging out with us, folks. As we get you used to a new environment, us included, PJ.
Us included, yeah. Unfortunately, Jim has finally found a way to have me locked in a box away from him, which is, I'm not happy about that at all, but there you go.
It's a look,
I suppose it is for the health of the nation.
Absolutely, it's the right thing to do, PJ. Social distancing, all that sort of stuff. So PJ is in his own studio, off to my left-hand side there. He's got his own desk and his own kind of buttons and everything. Nothing works,
well,
obviously.
We didn't trust him
with that. But.
Excuse me. Look at this. I can do this.
Hey,
it does work.
Look at that. You can control your own voice.
Yeah. If I had my way now, I would have just had the two of us locked up together for a few months. And that would have sorted it all out.
We made sure that wasn't going to happen.
It's a shame.
Yeah. By the way, listen, come here. Just before we do this next bit, right, there's somebody we have to say a big shout out to, right? This lad, his name is Sam Finn. Right, he's from Cork, right?
Good on you, Sam Finn.
I don't know if you saw this yesterday on your social media, on Twitter, but this, apparently there's some sort of a drawing kind of, I don't know.
I have seen this, and it's Will Sliney.
Will Sliney,
I have
yeah.
seen it. He was a big supporter of the RNLI, actually, as well as other things.
Well, there you go. So Will put out this thing about drawing your favourite Irish person.
Yeah.
Right, so you do a drawing of whoever your favourite Irish person is. And Sam Finn in Cork chose PJ and Jim as his favourite Irish people.
Thank you very much, sir.
And he did a drawing of us in studio and everything.
Ah, that's brilliant.
And it was absolutely fantastic. So we said we'd say hello to him. Sam's 10 and he's in Cork. So Sam Finn in Cork, fantastic likeness. As Tara pointed out, my bald head, spot on. And PJ's not wearing any pants again, spot on. So, excellent drawing.
I am overjoyed. I can't wait to see it.
I think Classic Hits have retweeted it as well, so you'll be able to check it out for yourself. So, Sam Finn of Cork, thank you very much indeed for that. Now,
Biscuits and TV.
Yeah, you might remember we did Biscuits and TV back in the past where we used to kind of look at Netflix things and we treated it sort of like a book club.
Yeah, we did, yeah. And you sort of came on, we recommended a biscuit to go with a bit of television and you went home. If you were lucky on your own and you watched it on Netflix.
Yeah.
But now, with what's going on at the moment and everybody self-isolating and, you know, being encouraged to spend as much time on their own as possible and all of that, Netflix, well, look, I'll let you think what you... Here's what it is, right?
Right.
So there's this new app and it's called Netflix Party is what it is, right? So it lets web users and film fans who want to watch movies with other people, it lets you do it while isolated. Does that make sense?
Right, okay.
So what you do is you sort of... Here's how it works, right? Because I have it open here on this... what's it called? Computer, that's it. So you install the... you install this app. It's called Netflix Party. You install that onto the computer. And then you open a video on Netflix.
Okay.
And then...
As in like a programme on Netflix?
Yeah.
Right, okay,
and
yeah.
Yeah, any sort of show or whatever. And then you can invite people who have this app as well to come and watch it with you.
On the computer?
It. Yeah, so you can watch it and on the side you'll be able to type comments to each other and chat to each other.
Oh, right.
So it's like going to the cinema with someone, except you're both in your own homes, which is a really good idea.
Yeah.
You know, as far as getting, you know, because that's...
So you're getting that sort of shared experience of like, oh my God, do you see what he did there?
Yeah, you're doing the whole jeepers. What do you think is going to happen here?
Yeah. Who do you think that? I'd say the butler did it, would you?
Yeah, give us some of your popcorn. No worries, I'll post it over now in a minute.
Yeah.
Be all of that.
Get your own chips.
Yeah, save us some of them. Stick them in an envelope.
Wow. So that's fair. I tell you something, the amount of ingenious stuff that's coming out
it's bringing out the best in a lot of people.
What's that expression about?
Necessity is
the mother of invention. That's the one.
Yeah, I was going to say the cause of invention.
Close enough.
It's the cause of intention.
Right, so you obviously can only do this if you're watching Netflix on your laptop or whatever.
Yeah, you'd have a Netflix account and stuff.
But on your laptop.
I suppose
technically if you had a smart TV, you might be able to get
I don't think so, no. Because you'd have to have this app down here.
Okay.
And you would need a laptop, because you wouldn't be typing away in your television.
Well, that's true, yeah. It'd be very slow, especially when you have to do it with the remote control.
Oh, my God.
They're a nightmare.
You know when you're trying to search for something on Netflix?
It really makes you it makes you feel so stupid.
It makes me feel like I'm back
where's
in teletext.
Where's the R?
Yeah.
It's there, but how do you get a capital?
Back in teletext days. I'm scrolling. G. A. And then you realise, why did I type my name in? I'm looking for a programme. It's so infuriating.
Did you ever have to do one of those ones where you have the remote, and you know the way the remote has whatever three or four letters per key, per number.
Yeah.
And you have to, you know.
Oh, you have to hit it loads of times.
Yeah.
Like the old phones.
That's exactly what I'm saying. It's like the old phones. Yeah. And then you go too far and you have to go back.
You have to go all the way back. And then you start seeing letters from different alphabets and different languages. They're going through the Russian alphabet and everything. Like, how many blooming different things am I going to have to see just so I can get a letter L?
What's that? I don't even know what that is. Is that an animal? No, I think it's a Greek letter.
Oh yeah, you're going through cave paintings and everything, and then eventually you find the one you want. It's so infuriating. So yeah, if I was you and I was doing this, definitely
stick to the laptop
is the way to go. Yeah,
and would you be into that?
No, but I don't like going to the cinema with people either. So that's a different thing. It's not aimed for.
So you'd actually download this app just so that all your comments down the side would be shh, will you? I'm trying to watch
that's
this.
That's a great idea. I'm definitely going to do it. Are we going to watch this or are we going to talk about this? Seriously.
Yeah, but why did you download the app? I download the app to stop people like you interrupting people like me watching programmes like this.
I downloaded the app to discourage this carry on.
That'd be amazing. PJ is online. Shh.
Who's eating that popcorn? Stop munching. I don't like the sound of that.
I can hear you over here.
I can hear you across the world.
Yeah, Sharon, Believe, here are Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Wednesday, 18th of March. It's 18 minutes past 8 o'clock. Thank you for hanging out with us. Why are you making so much noise?
But that wasn't even me.
It was you. Because he has his own room now, he's gone like a teenager again. He has his own studio with all his own bits and pieces. It's like a teenager's got his own telly in his room and everything. And now you're just messing your.
I'm turning up the music a bit louder, yeah.
You see, he's beyond my control now. I can't give out to him.
Oh yeah, well, that hasn't stopped you yet this morning. I've told you have opened your mouths this morning. I've got one. I've got an old lash of the old.
Well, you started it when you fell off your own chair.
Well, that was okay. Yeah, we're going to bring that up all the time,
yes.
As if that doesn't happen to adults every day.
I tell you something. I know with everything that's going on, it's easy to forget about kind of what might equate to normal life. But something you shouldn't forget about is your mammy.
Yeah.
Mother's Day, of course, is coming up. Is it this Sunday?
This Sunday, yes.
This Sunday is Mothering Sunday. And of course, obviously, there'll be restrictions in place and lots of mammies won't get to necessarily see their grandkids and indeed their own kids or whatever as a result of social distancing and self-isolating and all that sort of stuff. But there is a potential solution because Peter Mark have come on board with us this week and we've got a €200 e-gift card.
It's savage. Brilliant, yeah.
That's
something
to
look forward to then when the madness has all died down a bit, yeah.
Absolutely. So we've got a €200 e-gift card to give away courtesy of Peter Mark. All you have to do is tell us literally why you love your mammy. So the whole idea is you can shop online with Peter Mark this Mother's Day. You can get the e-gift card online at petermark.ie. So there's obviously no physical interactions involved. And you can maintain all of the kind of protocols and all that. And it can be emailed to the lucky recipient. So, you know, literally it's a kind of a process where nobody has to get in touch with anybody, if you know what I mean. That you can buy it
online, and it can be sent to your mammy.
Which is great.
Via, you know, email. And it can be for any value between €10 and €250. And it can be purchased so you can make, you know, whatever fits your budget, okay? Whatever it is you want to do. And Peter Mark Salons, by the way, just to let you know, they are going to be closed until the 29th of March. But online shoppers, that's okay. And you can do the whole full range of, you know, it doesn't have to be just the e-gift cards. If you want to buy like a GHD Styler or L'Oreal Steam Pod.
Yeah, or any product. Or
I mean, literally, me, you know, with my follicle issues.
Well, yeah, it's
I'm
been
probably
a while.
The worst person
That's
to be talking
about. That's why he's struggling
this.
To think of things that you were getting a hairdresser. Give the man a break. You know what I mean?
And they've got, is it Kerastase? Kerastase. Is that how you pronounce that?
Jeebers, you're asking. I'm about as experienced now as you are.
And Redken and Pureology gift sets as well.
There you go. So everything you need is still available there from Peter Mark. Mm. So you know what to do. Get onto the website if you want to buy it. But for now, tell us why. Tell us why you love your mammy. And we'll hopefully give you one of those gift voucher for
£200. So literally, you can pop it into us on the WhatsApp, 087-188-0008, if you want to get it in. Something that makes, in your opinion, makes your mammy unique, makes your mammy worthy of winning this. Just let us know, 087-188-0008. And as I say, if you want to check out all of the stuff that you can still do with Peter Mark, despite their salons being closed until the 29th of March, you can check out everything you can do, everything you can buy, all of those e-gift cards if you're looking for a great present for Mother's Day and all that sort of stuff. You'll find it all at petermark.ie. There you go, the Bee Gees. You win again here at Classic Hits. 24 minutes away from 9 o'clock. Breakfast table quiz on the way. The chance to see Lionel Richie live at St. Anne's Park on the 6th of June. If you can score... What did we say? Five?
Yeah. You gave me a dirty look. It made me feel like I was being unforgiving.
I just thought six was a bit harsh.
Oh, yeah. I know. You're right. So five or more and you get them.
Absolutely. 087-188-0008 if you want to go with the breakfast table quiz. Now, obviously, lots of people are doing their bit in the crisis that we're in at the moment. Obviously, there's the obvious stuff like the health service and the truckers we spoke about earlier on and people in shops and all that. And just, I wanted to give a shout out to a mate of mine. You've heard me mention, you know, Pat the Demon Butcher.
Yes.
Many times.
I do. I've met him a few times with you.
Pat Brown and in Brown's Butchers on the Old County Road there in Crumlin. But I just found out that he's actually doing anybody who's kind of like, you know, had to self-isolate or whatever, they can't leave the house.
Yeah.
Or anybody who's a bit cagey about leaving the house because of their age or any of that sort of stuff. He's doing all of those kind of deliveries, local deliveries and home deliveries. So fair play to you, Pat. And best of luck with it. So Brown's Butchers there, the Old County Road in Crumlin, they're doing deliveries for people who are forced to stay in their house or are uncomfortable about leaving their house. If you want to get your meat supplies and all that sort of stuff, you can give Pat and the gang and Brown's Butchers there a shout and they'll take care of it for you.
It's great to see people doing that sort of thing. See, our good friends at the Gourmet Food Parlour are doing that as well.
Yeah.
Delivering stuff to
That's
the door.
I'm saying, everybody's kind of like trying to get in and do what they can, you know. It's some brilliant initiatives. People who are looking after other people's kids so that they can kind of go to work in the health service.
And doing their best to keep staff employed,
exactly,
which is the main thing.
Yeah. Fair play.
Now, and then of course, you get an old louse like this.
I knew we were coming to this.
Yeah.
There are those people who attempted to make hay when the sun wasn't even shining.
Oh, yeah. Look at this old louse. Talk about getting caught by the short and curlies. Cheating husband who was caught has coronavirus, right? So he basically got caught because of this. He told his missus he was, whatever, working in England or something. I don't know. Snuck off on a little dalliance to Italy with his mistress during his affair. And of course, what happens when he's over in Italy? Everything happened when he was in Italy. Now he's got the coronavirus. He's got COVID-19. So he's gone to his doctors and he's had to come clean and about the whole lot, which has brought to sort of... Yeah. Imagine being in isolation with your missus now. Can you imagine that house right now?
I'd say he'd gladly choose self-isolation now.
In fact, I'd say he'd gladly choose
being locked up in solitary confinement.
You know, she's standing outside the door going, 13 days and counting. And when I get in there, I'm going to pull your ears off. You're going to wish you had the virus for 6 months when I get my hands on you. She's going to kill him. She's going to kill him. He's locked in the bedroom now for 2 weeks, as you should be if you have this virus.
Yeah.
And he is the only...
It's just him and his thoughts.
Him, his thoughts. And the fact that the only thing keeping him alive, and his will be the only case where the virus will keep somebody alive.
Yeah.
What were happening. So yeah, he's a very...
So as bad as he might be feeling as a result of whatever effects he's enduring... As a result of the virus.
As Leo said, it's the calm before the storm.
Yeah.
So they were saying he's a very apparently well-heeled male.
Well-heeled.
Well-heeled. So basically,
that's wealthy, is it?
Yeah, he's apparently he's a very high-flying job, which was obviously how he was getting the excuses to be tripping around the world with his other half in this sordid affair. So they said
His dangerous liaison.
His dangerous liaison. What a perfect way of putting it. Yeah, so he now he's saying he doesn't know how he got it.
Oh,
this is
really?
The new story now.
Oh, wow.
I don't know how I got it. I was away, I was with a woman I didn't say it to you about, but we weren't that close. Can you imagine you still trying this nonsense?
Does it say why they chose to go to Italy?
I suppose, look, when all of this started, I was genuinely surprised how many Irish people and English people went to Italy anyway.
Right.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I've been on holidays in the past. It's a beautiful spot. I've been to Sicily, I think I was in.
Yeah.
It's the only place in Italy I've ever been. But anyway.
I'd say now that he's been to Italy, though, and he was over there, I'm pretty sure that as soon as his self-isolation is over, he's going to move to Wuhan. For his own personal protection.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, my God. This is going to...
Oh, it's monster. It's this monster.
This is going to cost him a lot.
Oh, I know. If
he's well-heeled and all.
Oh, he's well-heeled. He's a high-flying job. And I tell you something...
I don't know if he'll ever be healed
after
this.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, God. He's going to be... He'd be mess coughing in that room for about 6 months now, he will.
Oh,
he'll be
God.
In there now. Are you fit? It's been 3 weeks. Are you sure you're not well? No. Listen to me coughing. Please don't kill me. Yeah. Oh,
everything about that is just...
There we go. Caught by the short and curlies. Behave yourselves, ladies and gentlemen. Behave yourselves. You never know what's going to happen. That's what we've learned.
Of all of the things, I mean, he was... If he's, you know, that way inclined, he probably thought that he'd, you know, ticked all the boxes. You know, that's... I have that excuse and the job will cover that.
Yeah.
That'll be there. And I have a conference there and there's a thing there and everything.
It's great.
And literally...
Quite literally,
one of the greatest health crises the world has ever seen...
Ever seen.
...is what catches him out.
Yeah, so there you
go. What's the chances of that?
He's going to... His missus is going to be there going... He's going to get a disease that may well make his willy fall off after this.
Classic hits.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the award. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Julie Kilmartins in Ennis and Limerick for excellent exam results. It's got to be Julie Kilmartins Easter Revision Courses in Ennis and Limerick. CKES.ie.
Right, it's a week this week where everybody can win on the Breakfast Table Quiz. Today, our prize is a pair of tickets to see Lionel Richie live in St. Anne's Park on the 6th of June. Obviously, at the moment, as PJ mentioned earlier on, that is kind of a preliminary date. That's the date that's set, depending on how things materialise. With the crisis that we're in at the moment, who knows whether that date may be moved. But either way, they'll be honoured, those tickets. So the 6th of June is the date in St. Anne's Park. That's our prize on the Breakfast Table Quiz for today. And we've set the bar at 5.
5 is the bar we've set. Get the 5 or more, and the tickets are all yours. And let's do our best to make sure Lionel gets here safe and sound.
Safe
and we all
and
get
sound.
Through this nonsense until then. So what's who is it? It's Lucina Howley in Limerick is going to play this morning. How are you, Lucina?
Morning, but I'm in Wicklow, not Limerick.
Oh, I beg your pardon.
Which bit of Wicklow are you in, Lucina?
Greystones.
In Greystones, all right, okay. And is it kind of, have you ventured out? Are you at home? Are you planning on work? What's going on for you?
Oh, I'm fairly much in lockdown. I run a language school, so thankfully all the students have gone home who were here, but we're...
All right, okay.
We're out of work. We don't have anybody in at the moment to be
right,
teaching.
Right, so the best you'll hope for is a stroll along Greystones Beach maybe later on. That's a bit of air. That's about the height of it, is it?
It is. And we're in self-isolation and lockdown here anyway. So
right.
Elderly parents one side and an elderly neighbour the other side.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I know what you mean, yeah.
You're dead right, though. You're dead right. You're doing the right thing. Fair play to you. Let's hope
Jim has put me in lockdown in the studio beside him today.
Look, it has to be done for everybody's health.
Yeah,
PJ.
I don't know.
The house is going to be immaculate.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Oh, tell me about it. Jeepers, I'm up and down like a maniac at the moment. Anyway, let's try and give you something to look forward to for when this is all over. Yeah, you ready to go?
Cool, yep.
Okay, listen, the very best of luck. We just need at least 5 correct answers, Lucina, and it's 60 seconds. Your time starts now.
Shakin' Stevens had a number one hit about what colour door?
Green.
The hippie movement of the 60s was commonly referred to as flower what?
Power.
July is what number month of the year?
7.
According to Bob Marley's song, who did he not shoot?
sheriff.
The deputy, Henry James, had a novel called The Wings of a What?
Dove?
Yeah, the title of UB40's 1983 single is called Red, Red What?
Wine.
What is the Italian word for yes?
Si.
In the rainbow, what colour comes between green and indigo?
Blue, indigo. Indigo, violet.
Oh, no, it's blue. Which American state was the singer Dolly Parton born in?
Texas.
Tennessee. In which city were the band Oasis formed?
No idea.
Manchester. What W is the opposite of a loser?
Winner.
Where's the original Disneyland? Is it Florida or California?
Florida.
California. In which decade did the musical Cats open in London?
80s.
The letter S represents what element in the periodic table?
Sulfur.
It is sulfur. Safe to say you lashed that one out, but no problem at all to you.
No. All we needed was 5 correct answers. We ended up with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Well done, okay. Lucina.
Thanks a lot.
9. So a pair of tickets to go along and see Lionel Richie. Hopefully it'll go ahead on the 6th of June at St. Anne's Park, but either way, I'm sure they'll be honoured no matter when the date arises. So listen, well done you.
Thanks a million.
Stay safe, Lucina. Good talking to you.
Angie, take care.
Cheers.
Take care, bye.
Bye-bye now. So there we go. Lionel Richie. 6th of June.
6th of June. That's the plan.
All going well.
Yeah, all going well. If not, I'm sure it'll rescheduled rather than getting rid of altogether.
Yeah. You can't get rid of Lionel Richie.
No, you can't. Are you joking? I'd say
ridiculous.
He's been to the moon and everything at this stage.
Right, listen, we'll have more prizes, of course, each day this week. Everyone wins. You just get over that little... that little hurdle of 5 correct answers, and you can pick up a prize every day on the breakfast table quiz this week. We'll do it at the same time tomorrow. What are you laughing at?
Pick up a prize. That sounded like you really meant it, actually.
The breakfast table quiz.